Straight to the calls. This segment starts with B in Tucson on a privet tree. Good morning, B.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I picked up a privet tree 2 years ago from Home Depot, and they told me it would be a good tree for a container, and I think they called it a Texanum, but it has the glossy leaves of another one, so I wasn't sure. But it doesn't, it just doesn't seem to be happy. It's not growing good. I put a fertilizer stick in it, and it doesn't bloom. And I just don't know what's wrong with it.
And what is it, getting full sun?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I was container planting is really awesome. You know, I just put a little Meyer lemon in a big container at my house just a few months ago, and we're loving it. But you know, container planting is a challenge because you have limited planting space. And it's hard sometimes in our hot weather to be able to keep enough moisture in there without overwatering them, and you have to monitor them carefully because the water, you know, pours right through the light textured soil planting medium, and before you know it, you've got the trees are struggling, and it's just difficult to keep container plants doing well unless, of course, they're in a protected environment. Privet trees, although they can take full sun at maturity, when they're younger, might appreciate a little bit of protection from a full day of sun. You might want to think about if you can, to move the tree into a little bit of shelter for at least part of the day. If you can protect it from late afternoon sun, that might give it a little bit of a breathing space until it might get a little more established and you can move it. Is it a planter you can move around, or is it in a...
It's very large. I can't move it. I would have to have a couple men come over to move it. It's very heavy. But it's putting out new foliage right now. What I do is I water it, and I give it a lot of water, and then it has a big saucer, and I take the little indoor-outdoor shop vac and take the excess water out of it when the water has run through.
You might want to decrease the dosage so you just barely get water coming into that saucer at the bottom. And again, you know, with the light textured soil, you're probably leaching out a lot of the nutrients regularly, so you might need to augment, like you said, with a bit of fertilizer. And you know, it's still pretty early in the game. I would give the tree another year or two and see if it's does better, but best of luck to you. I hope you don't have to replace that tree. It's a good choice. The nursery gave you good advice. It is a nice smaller tree that should do well in a planter.
And for Tucson, there's a resource there locally for you called Get Potted. It's a woman by the name of Marley Pan, P-A-N-G-M-A-N, and she does classes on potted gardening.
Container gardening, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So look her up. We'll get you her resource to you as well. Let's stay in Tucson and bring Pierre into the conversation on mesquite trees. Go ahead, Pierre.
Hi. I've got two medium-sized mesquite trees. I'm going to be cutting them down because they're threatening a foundation and a pool. So I was wondering, if I cut them down all the way down to the soil level, do I need to do anything or much to the root system that's going to be remaining, or can I just bury them up?
Mesquite trees, if there's any available water, they will resprout and send up some new shoots from that cut stump. It might be advisable if you can either dig out the stumps by hand or have them ground out mechanically, or you can treat them with a contact herbicide. We've done this several times when we had a limited space and we didn't want to take the extra time to try to dig them out. You can dig around them and then cut below the soil grade and then treat them with a contact herbicide, something like Roundup Pro. It needs to be a commercial grade, full strength glyphosate-based herbicide to kill the stump. And then you can safely cover it and shouldn't have any problems after that.
We appreciate the call. Tom, on a mesquite tree in North Scottsdale, hang tight. We'll get your question off the air as we wrap up our Talking Trees Hour. That was quick. And any final thoughts? And I'm going to say one more time, congratulations on your Palo Verde Tree Award. That was a Talking Trees Award. That wasn't that was a group effort.
Well, it was a lot of fun this last couple of years. Final words today would just be feel free to give us a call if you have any questions tree-related at 602-788-0005.
iTreeService.com.
You got it.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.